Get up with Cass and Budge.
All right, party people. Let's do this.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know what? I don't care what anyone says. I love royalty. I think we need a Queen's birthday holiday every Monday.
You don't care. You don't even care.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I just feel like every Monday. You're right.
Oh, I don't. I do care. That's where you're wrong, Cass.
You think that every Monday we can celebrate the Queen?
I think we should. I think Lizzie deserves it. I think she's done so much since, like, the war times.
Oh, my goodness. Maybe, look.
This isn't just an easy way to get a day off.
What is this, then?
I genuinely believe that our head of state deserves a day off extra each week.
Each week. You know what? Knowing good old Liz, though, should probably work it anyway.
We got some freeloaders in this morning. I say freeloaders, but, they're the heart and soul. Cass, they're the heart and soul
of
this radio station. And it's weird to see them in this early. We've got Craig, we've got Richard, we've got Shalice, and we've got Tim here. Now, Tim doesn't work here, actually. But by extension, because he's with Shalice, he's probably working harder than any of us here. And they're all in here because they missed a flight this morning. What was the name of the flight? Come, Richard, I know you...
We didn't miss the flight.
Okay, what actually happened, Rich?
We were bumped from the flight.
You were bumped from the flight. Yeah. I've seen stories about this.
Can I tell you something, Bodge? Just answer me one thing. Have you ever been bumped from a flight in your life?
Adam Hills got booted off a flight?
They just say, it's full, you can't come on, basically. Have you ever...
No one's ever been too full for me to get on.
That's because you always travel alone. There's four of us. We have friends.
So, look, my thing is, I feel like one of you has done something wrong due to the fact that Bodge, and I have never been booted off a flight. What happened?
Never.
Tell the truth.
It was Shalice.
It was Shalice. All right, Shalice, have your say. What happened?
I showed up.
The microphone's a little bit too tall for you.
Sorry. Come on to this one. Sorry.
Come on to this one. Go to the shorty one. That's mine. There you go.
Is that better? Is that better?
Yeah.
So I showed up last. No, last of the group of four.
Of the team.
But I was not late. I went to walk into the checkup line and they're like, no.
You've come from Kempsey, whereas everyone else is more or less Port. You've got further to come. So you're normally on time.
So Craig behind you, Shalice, is shaking his head like you were late. Craig, tell the truth.
Shalice, you were late.
No. The real reason is Craig is drunk.
Let's see how it is. This is the...
Oh, God.
This is the sea of despair right now.
That's the real reason. I just broke.
I hope we all realise that it's 6:41 and Craig is supposedly drunk and no one's getting on a flight. You guys actually have work to do, apparently.
Do you know what?
The training course starts at 9 o'clock this morning, so we're going to miss it.
If you're listening to this, right... You've got a business or you've got something that you maybe want to do some radio advertising, how good is it knowing that we've got salesmen and saleswomen here who have personalities and they're not boring? If they were boring, we wouldn't have invited them.
Exactly. And they get booted off flights. It's something me and you haven't done.
They get booted off flights.
New Year's reso, mate. Let's get booted.
Right. And they sell radio advertising. Give us a call. Chat to them today.
Get up with
Cass and Budge on the Mid-North Coast hit.
Also, Shalice has just walked back in here. Obviously, if you missed out just before, a lot of our sales staff are hovering today. They're here early because they got bumped from a flight. Someone's done something. We don't know what it was.
No one's being honest.
They didn't do anything. They were all right. They just got bumped. But Shalice has just brought some news into us that we weren't aware of. Now, your darling partner Tim is here.
Yes.
And it's his birthday today.
Yes.
How old is he?
He's 27 today.
Right. Does he know that you're outing him on air for that?
Yes. Craig said that I was a horrible girlfriend for not...
Well, where is he now?
He's out there with the boys.
Okay. So, listen, Tim is 27. Have you got anything special or surprise-wise?
Would you like to say something? Hang on one sec. Let me just... I'll find some romantic music.
Oh, God. You've only got...
No. It's 27. Look, how long have you guys been together?
6 years.
Six years.
Oh, my God. Is this a proposal?
No, not at all. That's his job.
Oh, okay, stop.
I don't know if you can do that, Cass.
What?
You can't put someone in
I love love, Butch.
Yeah, we all love love. I understand that. So basically, 27 years old. You've been with him for how long?
6 years.
Poor bloke.
Yeah, no. Jeepers.
What do you mean, poor bloke? That's why I thought a proposal was happening. Yeah. So what have you? What are you going to do for him? Anything special?
So I've given him his gifts. As you know, the sales team's heading to Sydney. So great girlfriend I am heading to Sydney on his birthday. But we had a really nice weekend, did some things with dogs. And
have you got something romantic you'd like to say to him?
Just happy birthday. You're the best person I know. And, I love you.
Come on, be more creative than that. There's romantic music playing.
Yeah, you can't hear it, Shalise, but it's really romantic.
Say something.
Say it for all of us singletons.
We actually met at a drunken night at altitude, so I guess thank God I got drunk and went to altitude because my life changed forever.
Oh, my God.
The hovel of love.
That's right. Okay.
Many a time I've lost a shoe to that floor.
Yeah, that's right. We just kind of stuck and met and was like, hey, you'll do. So.
Stuck. Well, you'll do. So when you do stick to someone on the floor, literally, you're stuck forever.
That's beautiful.
That's stunning. I have never heard a love story like it's like Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, that's beautiful. That gives me hope.
That's it?
Right, now go away.
Where are you going tonight,
Go back to Sydney, huh?
Where are you going tonight?
Probably back to bed just to watch telly, like the singleton that I am.
I thought you'd learn now you're going to go to altitude and meet someone.
They're not open on a Tuesday. Come on. Well, they might be. I don't know. Oh, my God. All right. Mid FM.
Last night I was over at a friend's.
You don't have friends apart from me.
You're right.
I told you this. I'm the only one you
can
trust.
One of my other people who I don't speak to who isn't my friend. Sorry. Yeah, you're right. And two of them are studying physiotherapy, and there was me and my other friend Ellie, and we obviously don't study physiotherapy. They're like, oh, we've got huge exams this week, and they're prac, and they're...
Hang on. Does it begin with H, his name?
Hugo. Yeah, Hugo, this is Hugo. It. And also Cambridge is there because she's also studying...
I was going to say Harold. I was so close.
Harold. She's also studying physio. Now, they were like, oh, yeah, practicing on each other, and they were like, oh, yeah, this is awesome. Just for prac, because otherwise how else are you supposed to do that? It's not a theory exam. Do you know what I mean? So it means they actually have to pretend that one of them is injured and treat them.
And you were just sitting there creepily watching.
Yeah. And I was like, oi, give me a crack. You know what I mean? Like, I'll be fine. No, and actually, they did accidentally crack me.
It's funny
but
you
it was
say
fine.
That because you have a habit of cracking every bone. You can... Oh!
Don't do it.
Okay,
sorry.
Oh,
Anyway, yeah, I actually did end up cracking and that was the aim. So they did a very good job. But Cambridge and Hugo are practicing this new technique that they had only just learned that was still going to be in the exam. Now, Cambridge is like, all right, Hugo, just relax. And they were doing the whole spiel, like talking and please reach your arm this way. Relax. I want you to breathe in, breathe out.
Right.
Hugo breathed in. Hugo breathed out. Hugo farted while they were literally doing the crack thing.
Is he going to be all right with you talking like this?
Oh, he has to be, honestly. Like, it was insane. Like, and it wasn't just a little one. It was a full-on relaxed one, right?
Okay.
Then we all obviously lost it completely and all, like, put our faces in pillows. Like, you know, I don't know why. We're not children, but farts are just so funny. Like, I can't even handle it. Turned over the other side. All right, let's take two. Cambridge says, Hugo, just relax, deep breathing, put your knee over to your right. Hugo farted again. There was just a little bit left,
yeah.
I think. And poor old Hugo was like, well, I just relaxed too much. Like, I don't know what happened. And then Cambridge got Ellie up and Ellie goes, well, I don't want to fart in front of everyone. Like, I don't want this to happen. Luckily, she didn't. Luckily, I didn't. I thought, honestly, if Hugo's done it twice, like, I've got a 1 in 2 chance of...
Did you let a foofy go?
No, thank God. Well, like I would have been mortified. Where is a weird place that you've accidentally let a fart go, Bodge?
I tend to do it all the time in the shops. So I'll have headphones in because I like to shop to music unless I'm in Coles or something because Coles have got really good radio.
I was going
to
say, yeah, they've got
like,
Coles radio.
I don't like talking up another place's radio, but, mate, Coles radio does good. Get in trouble for that. But I, you know, if I'm shopping, I'll have headphones in, and if I can't hear it, I don't know why. But in my mind, when it's happening, if I can't hear it, it didn't happen.
You think it? Yeah. Well,
so I'll do it and not realise that everyone else is not wearing headphones, and they will have heard that.
Okay. See, Botch. Now I think that you just need to realise that that is in fact false. And people can hear that. You've got that, though,
no,
haven't
I know
you?
It,
you've
I
got
know
that
it.
Now. Well, look, you know that comedian Carl Barron? He's an Aussie bloke.
I know him very well, yeah.
Yeah, best friends.
I met him a couple of times.
Oh, so jealous. Well, in one of his sets, I remember him saying, like, you know, if you're farting in a grocery shop and you go to a different aisle and, you know, you pretend that it was someone else, that's a tactic maybe you could use.
Crop dusting.
Mm. Oh, and also, he also made a solid point. No one ever says, I'm farting. They just go, I farted. You don't ever say it mid-fart, do you?
I don't think you can push one out for that long.
Farting. Well, even if it's a quick one. Anyway, we want to know if anyone has farted in a weird spot. 13, 12, 16. Oh,
we want to know that, do we?
I do. Don't you? No one's eating breakfast yet, surely?
I think they're eating. No, it's okay. Yeah, 13, 12, 16. Give us a call. Where's the weirdest place you farted?
And no judgment.
Cass wants to know because she's a creep.
Ladies and gentlemen, get up with
Cass and Budge on the Mid-North Coast hit.
We were chatting farts. Excuse me. I don't know a nicer way to say it. Prutz is how you say fart in Greek.
Putz.
Prutz.
Yeah, putz.
Yep. No. It's PR, prutz.
Oh, prutz.
There you go. How do you say farts? Like, what's your little low-key term? Fluff.
I just go, sorry.
Oh, that's goodness.
I don't acknowledge what it was. I just apologise for it and move on.
God. All right, we put the call out.
You got a bite. I didn't think we'd get a bite.
We've got a lovely lady called Laura on the line. We're chatting, where did you fart? That was awkward. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're going well.
I'm nervous.
I'm excited.
I'm nervous to hear where Laura farted.
I'm nervous that I'm telling this story, but anyway.
What happened?
So it was in the early days of dating, and I am a little bit lactose intolerant, but I have built up somewhat of a, tolerance to it. And we're in the early days of dating, and he offers to buy me, I don't drink coffee, so he buys me a hot chocolate.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, it needs to be skim milk. He's like, yeah, of course. Anyways, he forgot to order skim milk, so I have this hot chocolate with full cream milk, which is a big no-no, but that's okay. So I drink it, and I'm like, oh, this is, I'll be fine, like, don't be rude. And then later on, we're eating dinner, and then we have ice cream, and I'm like, oh, this is not good, this is really not good, but okay, I can't say no, we'll eat ice cream. And then we go to bed, and I've, like, held it in, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to be fine, like, I've held this in all day, and I'm going to be good. And then in the middle of the night, I wake up to my own foul stench, and I'm, like, gagging. It's so bad. My eyes are watering. I feel like I'm in a nightmare. And I look over, and he's still sleeping, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, I've managed this. Like, he's still asleep. This is great.
I've done it.
I think I'll sneak out and just, like, sort of clear the air a little bit. What? And I get out, do the tippy toe. When I come back, he's literally choking. Like, he's in his sleep, he started choking, like, he can't breathe. And then he just wakes up like he's in this nightmare, and he's like, oh, I can't breathe, what is that? And I'm just like, oh, my goodness, that is actually me. And I just died in that moment. I thought, he's never going to talk to me again. I've just released this all in my sleep with a tippy toe.
You don't know. You don't know.
Who the hell have we got on the phone?
A legend.
Did you? What? First things first. You said it was early days in dating, and you're already in bed with him.
Stop it, Bog.
I've got to ask the question. How many dates in was this?
She just. No, like, she met a few months,
but early on compared to where we are at now. And apparently, he just understands that when I go to sleep, I have no control, and it's funny now, but. Well,
There's one thing you should have done, and this is just for the bucket list, right? Especially if it's early on. This will test the boundaries of your love for each other. What you do is you slowly try and herd the fart underneath the covers as you drag the covers up over his head, give him a little cheeky Dutch oven.
Ew.
And just see how long.
I mean, he was struggling to breathe as it was.
Okay,
I feel like that might have been a case with 000.
Laura, you've gone outside to try and shake yourself and be like, look, I'm going to clear the air. And then you've come back in and he's like, look, now are you still together? Are you still happy farting in the middle of the night?
Yes, we are. And you know what? Apparently it's more regular than I would have ever imagined. First person to tell me.
This is amazing. For anyone who's lactose intolerant, there is hope. You can still find love and you can still fart in your
Laura,
sleep.
Thank you so much for your call.
Thank you, Laura.
We've appreciated that very much. Cass, love knows no bounds.
Exactly right. And sometimes there are things you can't control and you just shouldn't worry about it.
Ladies and gentlemen, get up with...
Are we ready?
Cass and Budge.
on the Mid North Coast Hit.
Justin Bieber's a weird bloke, isn't he? He's gone full strange.
Something's happened to him ever since he married Hayley, but it's not her fault. But I
thought he might mellow out a bit too. If he went to church, but turns out he's challenged Tom Cruise to a UFC-style cage fight.
Mm.
Tom Cruise would kick his ass.
Tom Cruise is a unit.
Bieber's 25. And Tom Cruise is 56. Now, Tom's a small bloke. Shame on Justin for picking a small fella. But as far as it goes, like Tom Cruise, credit to him, he does all his own stunts.
Yeah.
All his own stunts. He's been injured that many times. I've ragged on him in the past. A lot of people like to, but because he's into Scientology and weird stuff like that.
Yeah.
And taking Katie Holmes' kids, and I love Katie Holmes. But the thing is that he's a superstar. He's a very muscular superstar for a little fella.
You know how some actors, they kind of beef up before they go on and do a film?
Yeah.
He's always beefed up, and he's like a little ninja bullet.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I wouldn't want to fight against him.
Well, this is what Biebs said. I want to challenge Tom Cruise to a fight in the octagon. Tom, if you don't take this fight, you're scared. And he spelt "you're" wrong. He used the wrong
goodness.
You're scared and you'll never live it down. Who is willing to put on the fight? He also tweeted UFC president Dana White asking for help setting it up. And Conor McGregor said, "I'll host the bout." He said, "If Tom Cruise is man enough to accept this challenge, McGregor Sports and Entertainment will host the bout." What a weird thing for Conor McGregor to say.
You know what? If Tom Cruise is man enough, the poor bloke's probably just woken up the next day and now he has to freaking fight everyone.
I've just seen the actual tweet from Conor McGregor. Does Cruise have the sprouts to fight? Like, does he in the movies? I can't even read it. He's written it in Irish.
Yeah,
sorry, sometimes you use words in the wrong way. It was unclear, though, apparently, what prompted the fight. But I think Bieber, I reckon he's been at church for a little while. He's in the good books with the good Lord, and now he's wanted to get his bad boy image back.
Okay, I'm sorry, but what did Tom Cruise do to actually have to go up and do this fight now?
I think Bieber just looked for someone as small
as he is
in height.
He didn't really think this through. Maybe did not think this through at all. He should have got like Wiz Khalifa or someone who's also skinny.
No, I think it needs to happen. I think Tom Cruise needs to belt the living daylights at him. But I'm all against violence.
Belt the living daylights. God,
What I've done is I've compiled a list of verses, right? So I've got superstars up against other superstars.
Mm-hmm.
And 13, 12, 16, if you'd like to play, because we're going to do this next. We're going to ask you who you think would win, and we'll give you different conditions as well. In a UFC ring. Yeah, there we go. So we do that. 13, 12, 16, if you want to play.
Get up with Cass and Bot.
Also, no prizes. Come on, I'm not going to give you any prizes for it. It's a bit of fun.
On the Mid-North Coast Hit.
Justin Bieber's called out Tom Cruise, if you missed it, for a fight in the octagon ring, UFC style, Cass.
If you had to put money on who you think would win out of those two?
Tom Cruise.
Would you bet your life on it?
I would bet your life on it.
Ah, there we go. That's what I'm looking for.
If I lost, it wouldn't be a big deal.
It wouldn't be a big loss, would it?
I thought what we'd do is I'd ask you some questions, right?
All right.
I've got some matchups here.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you reckon would win out of these peeps? Okay. Will Ferrell versus John C. Reilly.
Will Ferrell.
Why?
I just think he's got the wit and he was a pharmacist. I reckon he would outsmart him.
Was he really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I thought John C. Reilly's always playing second fiddle to him, so he's probably got more to prove. But you might be right.
I think I've got it.
All right, here's a fun one. Andy Samberg up against Terry Crews.
Terry Crews! Every time! Stupid one.
But do you remember in Brooklyn Nine-Nine where he's on the medication, he's squeezing his head, and he's like, "Hey, tiny head."
Well, that's probably how he would go down.
His hands held his head like a melon. So, yeah, he would
definitely. He would. All he would have to do is flick Andy in the head, and he would just probably drop.
All right. What about if the Mountain and the Viper had a rematch in Game of Thrones, but this time he didn't muck around and do all his dancing and try to prove a point? Because obviously he got his head crushed.
Mm.
If you haven't seen it, Soz, but you know, you've had years.
I was going to say, no, I have. I'm trying to think. Probably the Mountain?
Yeah, Mountain would get him.
Mountain, yeah.
All right, here's another fun one. Tim Allen from the early 90s when he was all coked up versus Kevin Hart, but he's got a folded chair like they do in WWF and he's crept up behind him and he's got the first hit.
Okay, Kevin Hart every time because...
What?
Yes, Tim Allen is old now. I'm sorry, he can't do it.
I said the early 90s Tim Allen.
Okay, I'm just saying he's all coked up so he couldn't do it.
No, he's...
Bodge, who are you saying?
Drugs are bad, by the way. I'm just saying Tim Allen, when he was at his height of his fame, Home Improvement.
But look at Kevin Hart. He could literally just, you
what
know,
was he doing in
kick
the early
someone
90s?
In the naughty bits really
nah,
quickly.
Nah. I think Kevin Hart get his butt handed to him. Right. But that's just, you know, that we'll agree.
But you mean I'm the judge here, okay.
I think we're going to differ on this as well. Kylie Minogue versus Kylie Jenner.
Kylie Jenner.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yep. I love Kylie Minogue more, obviously.
No.
But
you bang out of line, son.
Kylie Jenner, out of anyone, has her six sisters coming up to back her up.
No. No, yeah. It's one-on-one. One-on-one. Chris,
I'm being serious. The Jenners always somehow win.
Out of line. Kylie Minogue would knock 10 shades of whatever out of her.
Anyway, Kylie's too nice.
I've got another one. This is the last one.
Okay.
Now, this one I think is quite special. This is a battle of the voice only. So we've got Morgan Freeman up against Sir David Attenborough.
Morgan Freeman.
What?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
Oh, in a fight? We're talking about
No. This is a battle of the voice only. So this isn't even hand-to-hand. They're sitting on a chair. Facing each other. They've got a hot cup of tea
and they're sitting there
in their chair.
Stop. That's not it. Okay, Bodge, I still am going to stick to Morgan Freeman because
really?
I love David Attenborough, but Morgan Freeman, he makes every movie better.
I don't know who you are.
Why do you disagree with me?
I'm sorry.
If anyone does disagree with me, 13, 12, 16.
In fact, that's the one I disagree with the most. The greatest voice that has ever been, regardless of who your favourite is David Attenborough.
Okay, is Morgan Freeman.
No.
He's Morgan Freeman.
No.
Get up with Cass and Bodge.
On the Mid-North Coast Hit.
That's about that time.
Hit FM's 5 in 10 for Newtons. The only name for shutters, blinds and awnings.
Yeah, let's go, go.
Hey, look, we did have someone on the line waiting in the wings to play 5 and 10. But
ready to get on the centre stage.
We've lost him. So 13, 12, 16, if you'd like to play for $130 this morning. And we got a cracker of a question.
We do indeed. $130, what would you spend it on, Bodge? What is really tickling your fancy at the moment?
I'd probably go down the pie shop or something and just, I don't know.
$130 on pies.
Well, not just pies, but, you know, all sorts of baked goods. You know what I'm like in the morning.
So fair.
All right, let's take this person live to air. Hello, good morning. You're live to air.
Hi.
Hello, what's your name?
Annie.
Hey, Annie. Where are you calling from?
Port Macquarie.
All right, Annie from Port Macquarie. Do you know how the game goes?
Yes, I do.
Good. Well, for those that don't, you get 10 seconds. You get asked a question. We need 5 answers in that time. Are you ready to go, Annie from Port Macquarie?
Yes.
Okay, good luck, Annie. Bodge has got this one. Go, Bodge.
Okay. Annie, we'd like you in 10 seconds to name us 5 Australian women to have won a Grand Slam. Go.
Oh, my God. I would have no idea. I'm so bad at sports.
No, you're
one
right.
One of them's got a court named after her.
No idea.
That's okay. Hey, look, Margaret Court has won, how many Australian Opens she won? She's won a lot. I think she won Wimbledon 3 times, US Open about 5 or 6 times. She won the Australian Open 1, 2, 3, 4. I've got that in front of me, 5. She won it 11 times.
God.
So she's the outright sort of champion. Yvonne Goolagong-Cawley, another outstanding tennis player. Ash Barty, obviously, on the weekend won the French Open, and that was massive. That was so big. And do you know what? We were talking off aircast, you and I, and in fact early this morning about how flogs like Tomic and Kyrgios get all the news when Ash Barty's been plugging away and she's 1-0 up on the boys.
Yeah, she's beating them. Yeah,
oh,
the
wow,
girls.
Yeah.
What's your favourite sport?
Oh, I'd have to say netball. I was pretty good at it growing up.
Oh, there you
Netball's
go.
Netball's your one.
Also, Sam Stosur won the US Open 2011. So there you go. There's a load of them. There's Mary Carter. There's Emily Hood. We had a really good sort of 20-year period from the 50s to the 70s.
Yeah, the Aussie girls.
Yeah, there we go. All right, look, thanks for playing. Sorry we couldn't give you the cash today, but have a fantastic
day.
And that was the 5 and 10, of course, thanks to Newtons. The only name, Cass, for shutters, blinds, and awnings. I don't. I've got a projector at home, and I don't like it when the sunlight gets in.
No,
because obviously
you don't.
It's not like a TV. You need a little bit of shade.
You need a little bit of something, something.
Shutters, blinds, awnings. I've got it all there. Oh God.
What, Budge?
Oh, it breaks my heart to have to play this, but I've been told I'm not allowed to touch the music anymore.
You won't tell me what this one is.
You know how I get in trouble for changing the music that we play here?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't like Nickelback. I'm not going to...
Let's blast it.
I'm not going to... I know you do.
Turn your radios up, people.
Jeepers.
Woo!
Die.
Chatting all things MasterChef, elimination last night, number 12, Waleed.
This is true, and he's on the phone with us, Waleed. Hello, good morning.
How are you?
Very.
Good, how are you?
We're very happy to hear from you. Hey, in fact, one of our friends of the station here, Phil from Boost Juice, is going to talk to us in a sec. He's going to join in on this because he's a MasterChef fan as well.
Oh, great!
Now
awesome.
He's not going to be able to hear you, so I'm going to ask you some questions.
Okay.
All right. Now, last night obviously was a bit. Well, it was a bit sad, wasn't it?
A bit stressful. What happened? Where do you reckon you went wrong? And if you could change something, what would you do, Waleed?
I definitely artichoked on the artichoke. that's for sure. I would have put the heart on the actual plate.
Ah.
That would have been. See, it's a fine line in the MasterChef kitchen. It's either a winning dish, or a dish that sends you home.
Oh, exactly right. And look, with the artichokes, had you cooked with artichokes before? Because a lot of people were like, I saw Anushka who was up above you being like, "What are you doing, Waleed?" She was like, "Put that."
But yeah, it's one of those things. I've never really prepared artichoke before,
right.
So I had no idea.
Yeah,
so.
I always get them in jars. Hey, look, Phil, you're here as well. Phil, have you got a question you'd like to ask him?
Yeah, morning, Waleed. How are you?
Morning, man. How are you, man?
Yeah, good. Big good, fan man. Of the show. Thank you.
Oh, cheers, man. Thank you.
Yeah, it's artichoke. Yeah, big fan. A bit like
Bodge.
Sorry, just said.
Sorry,
yeah.
Coming in there, how many?
Oops, only ever biting in the jar. So, is it hard to cook?
I don't know. I mean, I mean, to be honest, I just winged it last night. So it was all, basically just, I thought, look, if I roast it, it might get softer.
Mm.
But using those leaves probably not the best. Well,
can I tell you, actually, my mum actually cooks artichokes all the time, and she actually boils them with like a oil and lemon kind of stock, and you just kind of steam them. And I don't know if that would have helped at the time, but I mean, I was kind of shouting at the TV.
well, 60 minutes, it's not enough time for that anyway.
No.
It's one of those things I remember just looking at that artichoke, and I'm thinking, okay, so there's something in the middle there.
Yeah.
Do I use the leaves or do I use that heart?
And look, it was a hard one. Look, I feel like you've got to move on from these things, like little artichoke choke, but, that's totally fine.
It's
now,
cool.
when you're in, something like elimination like that, when you're on MasterChef, what was the biggest thing that you were nervous about? Was it the surprise aspect of picking your protein or what was it?
On that particular challenge, it was just not knowing what you're going to cook with. So that was pretty daunting. But when I got venison, I was pretty happy with that because I knew that you don't need to cook that for that long. So
right.
At least I've got some time up my sleeve. But then when I got artichoke, I was thinking, oh, no, I don't know what to do with those things.
Aside from artichoke, what's your Achilles heel? What do you cook the least of in the kitchen?
The least I would probably cook is, I would say, okra. I did that in one of my first dishes. Okra, I absolutely hate it.
Yeah. Was that your most hated?
That was the most hated ingredient because my mum used to just force feed me as a kid, have some okra, and I was like, I do not want this. But I think that, it stuck in my head, and And I got a winged dish out of that, actually. So
yeah, good on
you. You know, it's the same with me with squash. Mum used to make squash, and I used to hate it. But see, with Nan's cooking, Nan had this little trick with her Brussels sprouts where she'd boil them, but she'd put a teaspoon of bicarb in there, and they'd come up super green. They wouldn't taste as bad.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's safe to do.
Is that safe? I don't know.
All I know is that...
Maybe if you boil them, it should be fine, I think. But I'm not sure.
Yeah, boil out the bicarb. Look, yeah. Tim got back on the show last night. Obviously, a little bit bittersweet for you because you unfortunately got eliminated.
Yeah.
Tim's a pretty nice bloke. Everyone likes him. They say he looks like Prince Harry.
Actually loved him, yeah.
Who were you hoping and who was, you know, in your opinion, most deserved to come back on the show?
That was so hard. I mean, because all of them, you know, deserve to win it. But I had my money on Tim from like the get go because I know that he's just an amazing cook as well. And he's got a extremely focused mind. So when he got back in, I was just so happy for him. So yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, awesome. No, I definitely agree. And look, with the judges, are they getting a little bit more? Because we've spoken to a few other contestants. Everyone said that the judges are pretty helpful. George is sometimes on his phone.
Always on his phone. George is always on his phone.
Low-key. Look, can you confirm that? Is that true?
Yes.
We're getting quite a case together against George, I think.
Poor old George.
Do you know why I think Cass has really got the hots for this subject?
What?
Is because Cass is Greek, Waleed, and George is also Greek, and I feel like she wants to get him on eventually. We've had Matt on, but I feel like he's dodged our call a couple of times.
Oh, really?
Because he knows that angry little Greek woman just here wants to go toe-to-toe with him.
Mine will suck Carl out, do his, I can tell you. Look, are the judges still giving as much feedback or coming to, you know, the middle and end of the season, of the series, sorry, are they getting a little bit more, I guess, not as open with their feedback? Or has anything changed from now, from the start of the season till now?
Yeah, I mean, look, when as it gets smaller in the actual group, we get to know them a little bit more, and we get just that little bit more extra time with them.
Yeah.
So so they give us a lot of awesome feedback, and they help us out as well. Like, you know, if they know that that's not a good dish, you know, they obviously try and steer you into like the right direction.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, it's all on you. So
yeah.
But
who's your favourite judge? Quick!
Wow!
I'll say Matt.
It was pretty consistent with everyone else. Hey, look, Waleed, thanks for taking the time out this morning to have a chat with us. Best of luck with all your future endeavours, and well done on the show.
Awesome! Thank you.
Thanks, Waleed.
Awesome. No worries. Have a good day. Bye.
You too.
Get up with
Cass and Budge on the Mid North Coast Hit.